News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has launched his Board of Peace, which will focus on Gaza's ceasefire.
The president inaugurated the new group before leaving the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Once this board is completely formed, we can do pretty much whatever we want to do, and we'll do it in conjunction with the United Nations.
Many of America's traditional allies are refusing to join the Board of Peace. A main complaint is the track record of countries who have signed up, including Saudi Arabia, Hungary, and Pakistan. There's also concern about the invitation to Russia's Vladimir Putin to join the board. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has announced 2 days of trilateral meetings involving the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. Zelensky says the meetings start on Friday in the United Arab Emirates. He met with President Trump in Davos today. Former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith testifying before the House Judiciary Committee during a public hearing today. Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Smith and others simply wanted to take down Donald Trump.
It was always about politics. And to get President Trump, they were willing to do just about anything.
But Smith defended his decision to press criminal charges against President Trump in connection with the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Winter weather on the way for much of the country. It brings with it various hazards that people have to contend with to keep warm and safe.
The Midwest, the East Coast, as well as much of the southern U.S., including Texas, Georgia, and the Carolinas, are set to experience a winter storm this weekend. That is putting a spotlight on potential dangers. These dangers can include carbon monoxide poisoning, hypothermia, and frozen pipes that can burst and make homes unlivable. Public safety officials and experts say there are multiple ways people can prepare themselves to avoid these hazards and keep themselves safe. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Minnesota lawmaker weighs in on the St. Paul Church protest.
Democratic State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, has addressed the invasion of a Southern Baptist church by anti-ICE protesters this month on Facebook. Finke compares the event to similar church invasions during the AIDS crisis, saying, quote, "Actions like this, nonviolent resistance in the face of government inaction or oppression, are essential, and they must continue until ICE is out of our state." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Nigeria are now admitting that simultaneous church attacks occurred in northwestern Kaduna State over the weekend. They initially dismissed the reports by multiple eyewitnesses and victims. The leading human rights group Amnesty International condemned what it called the desperate denial of the attack by the police and government in Nigeria. Christians are being killed and abducted in large numbers in the northern parts of that country by Muslim terrorist groups. This is SRN News. Powered by strong consumer spending, the U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years in the third quarter of 2025. Economist Steve Moore says the data proves that President Trump's economic policies are working.
We're in the midst of an economic boom in this country right now. We are growing faster than virtually any other country. And so it's looking really like a strong situation for the United States. I think 2026 is going to be a blockbuster year.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Iconic Coney Island hot dog hawker Nathan's Famous has a new owner. Nathan's Famous opened a 5-cent hot dog stand in Coney Island more than a century ago. It's been sold now to the package meat giant Smithfield Foods in a $450 million all-cash deal. Smithfield will acquire all of Nathan's outstanding shares for $102 apiece. Like every food company, it's been dealing with a lot of inflation. More on these stories at srnnews.com.